Chapter 3. Do citizens have a moral responsibility to pay attention, to be informed, to act? At what point do citizens become accomplices to the illegal or immoral actions of their government? Do the following sentiments absolve citizens from any responsibility for the actions of their government? Number 1. Quote, "The president says this is in the national interest, and according to the latest polls, the American people agree," unquote. Number 2, quote, "You can't fight City Hall. There's no point in sticking your neck out," unquote. Number 3, "We have elections. I vote. What the government does after that is out of my control," unquote. Do the moral sanctions so sanctimoniously applied at war crimes trials apply only to the losers? Or do they eventually catch up with tyrants and hypocrites as well? The Creator gave His children ears to hear, eyes to see, and minds to reason. How long can a people fail to recognize that which sounds, looks, and figures to be gross evil? How much smoke would have to be in the atmosphere before people could be considered irresponsible for not finding and putting out the fire? Whether confiscated or donated, if the fruits of their labors build the economic engine that powers their government, can a people expect to be held completely blameless for the offenses of their government, particularly those trespasses against foreign societies and cultures? Which people should be held most accountable for the behavior of their government, those ruled by totalitarian regimes, or those in democratic societies who claim they can change the policies of their government at the ballot box?